to tell you folks something. I want to say this loud and clear to the people on Capitol Hill who are listening. To this administration. You lay one damn hand on one of those World War II vets at that memorial, I'll bring 500,000 people to that damn memorial. You got that? I'm sitting here stewing thinking about this. Playing these damn games? You will ignite a movement in this country like you've never seen before. The Biker Patriot Army. Veterans from all over the country. Every single war and battle in this country. Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever. I'll be damned if one president, with his feet up on the desk in the Oval Office, with his smirk on his face, looking at his golf cart, I'll be damned if this president or anybody else is going to shut down that World War II memorial. Period. These men are in their 80s and 90s. So let me repeat. You lay one hand on one of those men and arrest them for going to their memorial, which they fought for, which was not paid by you, damn it, was paid by the American people. We will come out of every town and city in this nation. We will come out of every county at both coasts, both borders. And we will march on Washington against your tyranny. You've been warned. You have been warned. Oh, shut down the government. Shove it. Stop playing games with the American people. You know, we're not all losers. We're not all on the public dole. We're not all enthralled with Obama, the cult of personality. We're tired of being lectured to. We're tired of being put down. We're tired of you blowing our money in 1,000 directions and then telling us you don't have enough. And we're tired of you destroying our nation. You treat us with disrespect. You treat the founders of this nation with disrespect. You defy and evade the rule of law and the Constitution while you demand that we comply with your policies. Obamacare. Like this is Venezuela or Cuba or Nicaragua or Eastern Europe in the good old days behind the Iron Curtain. We're naming laws after the emperor now. Obamacare. And he likes it. Since when the hell does the IRS get to know about our medical records? Who agreed to that? Then they call us arsonists. Anarchists. Extremists. These putrid little men and women on Capitol Hill who managed to get elected from this state or that, or this congressional or that, and hold on to power by hook and crook, using the laws against us, unleashing their massive bureaucracy against us. And we haven't even done anything wrong. Law-abiding, honorable, honest, American citizens constantly trashing us, constantly trying to turn one against the other, constantly putting us in racial groups and ethnic groups and sexual groups and age groups and income groups. We're Americans, damn it. We're not in any group. Manipulating us, reshaping us, fundamentally transforming us. When are we going to stand up to this? And then we're told by the great philosophers in Washington, these great Republican pseudo-conservative philosophers. I know they're great because they're in the Washington Post. They're quoting each other. They're on cable TV. They're telling, hey, it's not so bad. Just give in. Just fund the thing. Accept your fate. You know, fight another day. There isn't another day. There isn't another day. They're imposing this law on us. There isn't another day, another $1 trillion, another $1.5 trillion. What other day? The day is today. The time is now. We're supposed to suspend our ability to reason as human beings and just accept our fate. I say these people have defied the rule of law and us long enough. And we don't need lectures from people who happen to put makeup on their faces and stand in front of cameras and start preening at us and telling us what we're supposed to think and who the smart people are and why we should do this or that. They're not paying our medical bills. They're not raising our children and our grandchildren. They're not living our lives for us. There's something wrong when we're demeaned by our own government. There's something wrong when they take the most hated agency in the federal government and unleash it on us through our healthcare system. There's something wrong with the Supreme Court, which is supposed to uphold the law and stand above politics, which in fact has reached the lowest of low by taking this Obamacare law and participating in this unconstitutional act. The federal government's broken. It's broken. The social compact is broken. We're now subjects. We're not sovereigns. We're subjects. It's taken me a while to get to this view, but here I am and here we are. They're fighting over a continuing resolution and shutting down the government. Unbelievable. They don't have enough money. They're not spending it fast enough. They don't have a budget. And they lecture us. And they're treated with respect. They're called the honorable, the honorable. They're the dishonorable. And this pathetic media in this country. These aren't news reporters. These aren't journalists. These are hacks. Hacks, stupid people who run around with their microphones, who run around with their pads and pens and their little laptops as if they're actually reporting news. They're not reporting news. They're repeating lies. They're withholding information. And they tell us all the horrific things that are happening with this government shutdown. It's not even a government shutdown. Some of it's shut down, some of it's not shut down. I mean, I have it right here in front of me from the Congressional Research Service. Examples of accepted activities and personnel. Primary example of activities and agencies may continue are as follows. 1. Provide for the national security, including the conduct of foreign relations essential to the national security or safety of life or property of the American people. Provide for benefit payments and the performance of contract obligations under no year or multi-year or other funds remaining available for those purposes. Conduct essential activities to the extent that they protect life and property, including but not limited to medical care of inpatients and emergency outpatient care. Activities essential to ensure continued public health and safety, including safe use of foods and drugs and use of hazardous materials. Why are they shutting down the FDA? Why are they shutting down the NIH? Because he wants to, that's why. The continuance of air traffic control and other transportation safety functions and the protection of transport property, border and coastal protection and surveillance, protection of federal lands, buildings, waterways, equipment, and other property owned by the United States. This is why he doesn't have to shut down a single park or memorial. But he chooses to. He not only chooses to, he directs them to be shut down. care of prisoners and other persons in the custody of the United States, law enforcement and criminal investigations, emergency and disaster assistance, activities essential to the preservation of the essential elements of the money and banking system of the United States, including borrowing and tax collection activities of the Treasury, activities that ensure production of power and maintenance of the power distribution system, activities necessary to maintain protection of research property, and more. That's why 63% of the federal workforce is said to be essential. That's why most of the federal government has not shut down. But if it is being shut down, it's because Obama chooses to shut it down. Because he's our little banana republic imperial president. He's not going to talk to the House. If there's going to be changes to Obamacare, he'll do them unilaterally. The law will never catch up with him, and the Supreme Court doesn't give a crap. Let me repeat, Park Service. Let me repeat. You lay one hand on one of those 80 or 90-year-old men who fought in World War II at that World War II memorial, I promise you, I'm going to lead an effort to get hundreds of thousands of people at that damn memorial, and you're not going to stop us. You're not going to stop anybody. You're not going to push around that generation and this president who never served a day in his life. I didn't either, but at least I respect the military. This president who's hollowing out the United States military, who's cutting back their insurance benefits, who's screwing around with them with social engineering, enough is enough. These 80 and 90-year-old men, they fought for this country. Now it's up to you and me to protect them. So you keep your damn hands off of them. And I'm not joking. You keep that damn memorial open. Or hundreds of thousands of us will open it for you. This isn't intended to be controversial. This isn't intended to be a joke. This is exactly how I feel in my heart and soul. I take this very personally. My grandfather fought at Iwo Jima, and he fought at Guam. And my great uncle fought at Guadalcanal, and I will be damned if this community activist is going to shut down their memorial. They beat the Germans. They beat the Nazis. They beat the Japanese. They beat fascist Italy. And I'm not going to allow, as one person, this administration, these people, to beat them now that they're in their 80s and 90s. No damn way. I'll be right back.